If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Stinking Truth.
We heard from Patrick Mahomes this week, and he said that one of the keys for the Chiefs coming up this season is they need to have more fun. He said that last year, the weight, the pressure of trying to win three in a row and become the first team ever to win three in a row really took its toll. And he felt that maybe along the way, the team lost sight of having fun. And that if they get back to doing that this year, they should pick right up where they left off.
Is Cyndi Lauper still alive?
Yes, she is. Yes.
She is still alive. She's not dead.
Girls just want to have fun. Yeah.
Chiefs just want to have fun. We should do a song.
No, we shouldn't.
No, not us. I mean, Cyndi should do a song for the Chiefs. Yeah, that's it. Or maybe Taylor Swift could do a remake of The Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
The Chiefs just want to have fun.
Yeah. Listen, as goofy as that sounds, it's
that didn't sound goofy.
As goofy as Patrick Mahomes sound. Not me. Okay. I was spot on.
Not pitchy at all.
No, as goofy as he sounds, like we just got to get back to having fun. Like the stress of trying to do something nobody has ever done. Now, understand when they won back-to-back Super Bowls, he came out that on the podium and goes, "We're going to run it back. We want to go for three. We want to do something that nobody's ever done," right? Like, I know the difference between being the hunter and the hunted.
Yep.
And being the hunted is hard. Every week you get somebody's best shot. Every week you're somebody's Super Bowl. Every week, like there is something to that stress, right? And ultimately, you know, you put a lot of stress on yourself. Playing in the NFL, coaching in the NFL, it's arduous both physically and mentally. It wears you down. Two Super Bowl seasons back to back, less time in the offseason. And let's face it, you know, I mean, Travis Kelce is kind of on his revenge tour this year. He was out with, you know, with Taylor Swift on tour, on the Eras tour, or whatever he was doing. You know, he talked about, man, like, I feel like I let my teammates down, and I'll give him a lot of kudos for coming out and just owning up and dropping a set of nuts and saying, I didn't have my best year. I didn't have my best, you know, my best stuff. His Super Bowl was poor. He had a poor, I mean, he dropped a couple balls. He missed some blocking assignments. He did not play the kind of Travis Kelce Super Bowl that we're accustomed to. And ultimately, like, I get that. And there is, like, I used to say this occasionally to Mike Shanahan, because you know Mike has looked at you a couple times and you pissed your pants when he did, like in a press conference. Like, he just looked, you ask a question, he just gives you the that evil eye. Mm-hmm. But I used to, every now and again, I would say to Mike, hey, remember, it's got to be fun. It's still got to be fun. Because Mike can get into that mode where he is just, you know, taskmaster. He is just locked in, focused, and he can grind on his players and his coaches. And every now and again, he just needed that little reminder, man, we got to have a little fun. And I think Andy Reid does a great job with that. That's why you see the trick plays, that you see the things down on the goal line, you know, the shuffle passes and the ring around the rosy stuff and all those things. And I think there's kind of a method to the madness when it comes to Andy Reid. But I tend to agree with him in that Mahomes, in that it does have to be fun. you do have to relax a little bit. You know, they were 15-2 last year. Why they were grinding it out. And I don't know that they'll be better than 15-2. I think the rest of the NFC or the AFC West will catch up to them a little bit. Yep. Odds are they probably still win that division. But the bottom line, I think it's gotten a lot closer. I think the Raiders are going to be a much better team under Pete Carroll. I think the Chargers continue to do what they do with Justin Herbert. The Broncos were a playoff team last year. I think they're going to be better this year. I think they'll get better in the running game. So, like, all those things, I think, are pressing the Chiefs.
Well, we'll see what happens with them. We are just a couple of weeks away from the start of training camp, and so never any shortage of things to talk about right up until they start anew. So good stuff for us. Hopefully everybody out there enjoys it.
You always want to know about everyone else's money. On the podcast What We Spend, guests will for 1 week tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.